When a victorious general paraded through the streets, legend has it that he was sometimes trailed by a servant whose job it was to repeat to him, "Memento mori," remember, you will die. A reminder of mortality would help the hero keep things in perspective, instill some humility. Jobs's memento mori had been delivered by his doctors, but it did not instill humility. Instead, he roared back after his recovery with even more passion. The illness reminded him that he had nothing to lose, so he should forge ahead full speed. "He came back on a mission," said Cook. Even though he was now running a large company, he kept making bold moves that I don't think anybody else would have done. For a while, there was some evidence, or at least hope, that he had tempered his personal style, that facing cancer and turning 50 had caused him to be a bit less brutish when he was upset. Right after he came back from his operation, he didn't do the humiliation bit as much, Tavanian recalled. If he was displeased, he might scream and get hopping mad and use expletives, but he wouldn't do it in a way that would totally destroy the person he was talking to. It was just his way to get the person to do a better job. Tavanian reflected for a moment as he said this, then added a caveat. Unless he thought someone was really bad and had to go, which happened every once in a while.